face value of 15,000, which means.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Scott?
Yes, speaking to him.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Healthcare Agency, Family First Care, in regards to speaking with Stella.
I'm sorry, and you're speaking, I'm speaking to who?
You spoke to Stella in regards to home care services for yourself.
You're probably right, but go ahead. We can move on past that.
So I, well, she had information about the life insurance policy. So I know that you had a couple questions on that before moving forward with the enrollment for home care. So I wanted to kind of go over that with you.
Sure, go ahead.
So I know that she wrote here that income is $1,400 a month. That's fine. That's under the limit. Now, she said that the life insurance policy was $15,000. You will have to hand in the face value, which is the $15,000, plus the current cash value is what they're actually going to look at. Do you know that information off the top of your head? It's okay if you don't, but you will have to request that, and that is what they're going to count towards your resources, is the current cash value.
The current cash value of my life insurance policy?
Yes.
It can't be much because I've only been having it for just over a year.
Okay. But that's what I wanted.
It right now, it probably be worth cash value maybe like $3,000 or something. It's only been.
Okay.
You're
good. So, but that's what I wanted to explain. So even though the face value of it, like the total over the years is going to be $15,000, all they're going to count, they're going to need the face value and the current cash value, but they'll only take into consideration what's current in the account, okay?
Okay.
So
let me ask you this question. What does that have to do with home health care, my life insurance?
So this program that you were inquiring about is through welfare. Anything to do with long-term independent services or long-term support services is through Medicaid and funded by Medicaid. So for them to make sure that all of your information checks out and is all up to date for the program, they go through all of that information, help you fill out the application and do an intake assessment. And that's where we come in, is help you guys to handle the paperwork and all of that, keep it in order, hand it in, all that good stuff.
Okay. So where do we go from here? What do I have to do next?
Yeah.
What's the next
step? Stella, did she give you, I don't know, it was a little bit ago, did she give you the 877 number for the state? Did you write that down at all?
I don't believe I did. Or if she gave it to me, I don't offhand can say I remember.
Do you want me to text you?
Yeah, can you text that information to me since you have my text thing there?
Yes, I can. Of course I can. So it's the 8199 is the best?
8199?
215-954-8199.
That is correct.
Perfect. I can text you right when we hang up. I will send you my contact information just to get. My name is Allison. So if you have any questions, you can always call me, text me, whatever help I can provide through this for you.
Okay.
Awesome. So I'll text you right when we hang up, and if you have any questions, you contact me.
I appreciate your help, and you have a great day, okay?
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.